Yud Ches, Yehoshaphat's son marries the daughter of Ahab, king of Israel. So there's an alliance. There's a bit of time that's passing, and Yehoshaphat goes to visit Ahab. He was greeted with sacrifices. He's greeted royally. He was then persuaded by Ahab, let's fight together, not against each other, but against Aram in Ramos Gilad. Yehoshaphat says, let's ask the Nevi'im. Let's find out. So Ahab gathers 400 prophets, who all were misnabe. They all prophesied that they should go and be successful. Now, at that point, if you remember the story, Yehoshaphat look, why was he asking 400 prophets? There's a machlokes, just important to note, between the Matzudas David and the Ralbag in Pasuk Beis. Were they false prophets or were they real prophets? But Hashem had manipulated them at this point to say certain things. So what happened was that Yehoshaphat was doubtful. Are they real? Are they real Nevi'im? Therefore, Yehoshaphat says, let's ask someone else. Ahav summons Micha, saying that, look, everyone's always giving negative prophecies. Tzidkiyahu, meanwhile, is one of the 400 prophets. He makes these special horns, you know, iron horns, and he says, Ba'ila, with these, you're going to gore Aram until you destroy them. The Gemara and Baba Kama learned things from that, by the way, about the laws of damages. Meanwhile, we have Micha. Micha's a real prophet. He says, he was told by the messenger, just make sure you give the same prophecy of everyone else that, you know, will be successful in war. Micha says no, and he's saying that, look, I'm only going to say what Hashem says. Again, the courage of a Navi. You've got two kings there, but he's saying what Hashem wants him to say, even though he may be punished. He says he can see Klal Yisrael scattered like sheep on mountains with no shepherd. In other words, that the king is going to die. Everyone else just be scattered. They'll return home eventually. And he says he can see the throne of Hashem surrounded by angels. Hashem says, which one should be willing to go down and entice Ahav to go fight with Aram so he can be killed? And Malach steps forward and says, I'll do it. You know, Tzidkiah was furious at this, and he hits Micha on the cheek, to which Micha says, you're going to be Tzidkiah. You're going to be hiding away. Then when people blame you for all these false prophecies. Ahav says that Micha needs to be kept in prison and kept alive until Ahav returns in peace. Now, that's going to be quite a long time because he's not going to return in peace. Yehoshaphat, by the way, was also suspicious of Micha's forecast because he didn't introduce his nevuah with Ko Amar Hashem. You know, normally say, so says Hashem. But either way, the two kings go to Ramos Gilad. Ahav disguised himself in normal clothes. Yehoshaphat wears the royal garb because his life wasn't in danger. But Aram go after Ahav. They spot Yehoshaphat thinking he's Ahav. But as soon as he cries the war cry of Yehuda, they back off. An arrow hits Ahav. He moves back behind the lines to recover. But by the evening, he's already passed away. And it's Perek Yud Ches of Sefer Divrei Yomim Beis.